And it's the rad. Now, these are the final three stories that could turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
All right.
Breaking Benjamin tickets up for grabs for this Nutcracker Ball at Starland Ballroom.
Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Starland is going to rock in December with the rat.
It's going to be awesome.
Good news, Dave.
Okay. I like good news.
It may be 2018, but we have finally caught up with the modern Stone Age family.
Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
A Dutch engineering company has just created a car that you move with your feet, just like the Flintstones.
You know, you can take lots of shots at Fred Flintstone, but I'll tell you one thing. That guy was like Dale Earnhardt in that foot car. That guy could move in that thing.
The Dutch company has invented a car that you pedal.
I love this.
Instead of a gas, it's still a gasoline engine.
Okay.
But instead of a pedal that you pushed up and back, in order to get the car to feed gasoline into the engine, you have to pedal it.
So your feet are going to be touching the actual ground?
No.
Oh, no.
It's being pedaled.
Oh, pedal like a bike.
Pedaled like a bicycle.
Oh, that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They
like
have
a car bicycle hybrid.
Couple of settings, one for highway speed, one for stuck in traffic speed, one for just driving around town speed.
Yeah, I think it would be fun for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, what am I doing here?
Once I spill all my coffee on myself because I'm huffing and puffing.
Like if I wanted exercise, I would just ride a bike.
The people who created it, now, of course, it's Dutch. And if you ever go to Amsterdam or to the Netherlands, you'll notice one thing. They are all about bicycles.
Yeah, and they call Big Mac a Royale with cheese.
No, that's France.
Oh, yeah.
The people who created the car say, listen, we're so static, no one's getting any exercise. You could burn 300 calories on your half-hour commute, so.
That's amazing.
That could be kind of fun.
That actually could be cool to try out.
And now into the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News.
Oh, jeez.
Dateline, Pennsylvania. A drunk driver flagged down a police officer to complain about people trying to stop her from driving drunk. Melissa Ezel stopped at a convenience store in Shippensburg, PA. Everybody in the convenience store said, oh my God, she's wasted. So they tried to stop her from driving.
Oh, hey.
And they were successful.
That's a good job by them.
But so pissed off was she that she saw a cop driving by and she went and flagged him down and said, hey, these people are stopping me from driving drunk. They're stopping me from driving. So the cop said, all right, here, blowing this. Hauled her off to jail.
I don't always believe in destiny, but that lady was destined to be a jailbird.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, she was getting locked up no matter what or who was stopping her.
And Dateline, Colorado for a third, our final story of the week. Well, they said legalizing recreational marijuana would decrease crime, but in this case, that would be a big no.
Oh.
Bunch of rotten teenagers stole a van in Colorado Springs. They drove it over to the Native Roots marijuana dispensary. Well, they drove it over all right.
Oh, no.
About 1 o'clock, they drove it right into the front door of the place.
Oh, come on.
Then they jump out of the van. They did a smash and grab of all the weed in the display cases. And they left in a second getaway vehicle that was waiting on the street. Smart, right? Well, problem.
What?
The owners of the shop don't keep real weed in the display cases. They only put oregano in them. So the kids are smoking up some seriously Italian-tasting marijuana.
Are you feeling anything yet, Jimmy? Because I don't know. How is it supposed to feel?
That kind of happened to me in high school.
Yeah. And they would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Those rotten kids. That is the No Sweat News for today. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, we're going to read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News feature this week. One, I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20. And if you can spot that phony made-up story, then you got a great shot at winning tickets for Breaking Benjamin, the big show in December on the 13th at Starland Ballroom for the Rats, Nutcracker Ball.